Okay, just one other note from last week, and then an apology, and and I'll explain to you what the apology is about, okay? This Ramban that I quoted in Ksuvus, okay, basically I only quoted part of the Ramban, and you really have to quote both of the Rambans, okay? There's a very interesting question, just in general, when you have two things that are interrelated, and there's a supplementation of the mitzvah, okay, between both of them, does that necessarily mean that the relationship goes both ways? Dahainu. We saw in the Ramban in Chulin that according to Halachas Gedolos, basically the mitzvah of Kisei Adam is a long process which starts with Shechita and ends with Kisei Adam. Okay, so you're talking about the mitzvah of Kisei Adam as being somehow tied into and entangled and with Shechita, okay? The question is that reversible? Do I say that the mitzvah Shechita is tied in with Kisei Adam, or the mitzvah Shechita is a free agent? It just happens to be when there's a Kisei Adam, the Kisei Adam, the Shechita becomes besides the separate mitzvah Shechita, is somehow enhances or gives some new aspects or whatever, or part the mitzvah is began of Kisei Adam and is not finished with the Kisei Adam. Correct? L'cheira, I would have said the latter a priori, because the whole reason why we said Kisei Adam is related to Shechita is because the Shechita is the Shechita Shehenu Ruah, there's no Kisei Adam. So it means that the Kisei Adam, it's not just Tam Din, it means the Ramban learns that the Esher, it means that the Kisei Adam starts with that, okay? So I want to show you that this is probably true, because the Ramban does like this in Chulun. That same Ramban in Chulun about Osman HaSaraya is the Oid. Shafilu chupa deraisa, kiven shachupa vakidushin eno nase bebasachas, vechatzi hamitzvah nases bekidushin. It's a whole new thing, isn't it? The chupa, the mitzvah kidushin, is not the end of all. The chupa is kiel the mitzvah is not finished. Okay? Chutzlich levorach aleim mikadesh Yisrael shekola mitzvah mevorach aleim oivar asiyosan v'ilu hoisa achupa nasis achshav hoi mevorach shekir shalom mitzvah v'tzivonu ala kedushin v'achupa k'mo she mevorach ala shechita, which is basically we do, okay, but that's not the way the bocha was mesukin, and maybe that's the ideal, and it's just the opposite way we know. V'achshav lo ha'yuchol mevorach ha'shekel yishan al ha'kedushim al ha'chupa shari ein ha'chupa nasis achshav v'lo ha'yuchol lo yim ha'shekel yishan al ha'kedushim shlo motzinu she'yvorach odom al mitzvah she'ein asir zu gmal melachta. You don't make a brocha unless the asir is gmal melachta. So the kedushin is a process of Kiddushin plus Chuppah, and you can't make the Bracha on the Kiddushin by itself. But however, Shechita, he says, Kmo V'achshav ho'yi mevorachin al Kiddush Asher Kiddushin mitzvah v'tzivonu al Kiddushin v'chuppah Kmo she'yi mevorachin al Shechita. So it means the Shechita is the end, the beginning and the end, and there's no problem. We're not machalik. If you do Kisei Adam, you don't do Kisei Adam. So it means from the frame of point of reference, it's an interesting thing. From the Kiddushin point of view, in other words, it's not the bracha, I don't know exactly what happened, different type of bracha, not a different type of bracha. Really, you should have made a bracha, Asher Kiddushin mitzvah, and it should go on both, but you can't do it, because not Gemara, so we have to understand. Okay. That's why the Nusach was changed. Okay, but as far as Shechita is concerned, when you look at the Shechita by itself, it's Gemara Melachta. But when you look at Kisei Adam, it started with the Shechita. That's just what I tell you. It's a very interesting thing going on. You put the Ramban and Ksuvus together with the Ramban in Chulin, and if you say it's also the Bahag, you have to, you know, I don't know if this, there's no reason to assume that this will tell you that he's saying over here is independent of the Bahag, you know, it's not doctor, not like the Bahag. So the Chulin conclusion you draw, and that's just an interesting observation. Now, an apology, but B'dieved, I think it's the proper way to do it, okay? What happened was, I just want to apologize. What happened, but I think it's good, okay? What happened was, I get so involved in talking about Shechita, okay? And that we ended up doing really the second half of this Ramban over here before we spoke about the first half, where he's talking about Eruvin and whatever, okay? And it probably seemed too strange. I just felt that I got into it. I wanted to end it, okay? But then I said to myself, I was thinking just dropping and going back. But I realized it's very important to end it. And I'll explain to you why. I'm going to end it really just, you know, line by line. Because what happens really at the end of all this, okay, is after the Ramban is comparing to Shechita, okay, and the whole discussion of the Shechita and the issue of the Issa Aseh, okay, you get the impression that whatever's going on over here in Erev should be equivalent to Shechita, correct? Correct? And has nothing to do with the next discussion, the Ramban, which I'm going to start a little bit also now, and we'll see exactly what the Rambam asks, a question that once you're ready to discuss Mitzvah Drabonon, and then he asks, so you talk about Mikra Megillah and the Hanukkah, so what about Netilas Yadayim and Eruv, correct? But it's the same way you talk about the mitzvah say, talk about the lavim. Why do you talk about new mitzvahs like shniyas? Okay? You talk about lavim. Okay? So once you put the end of the Ramban together, I'm just going to show you where I'm coming from, and then we're just going to read the Ramban through and then come back. So it comes out that logically there could be two issues. There could be an issue about adding mitzvahs aseh d'rabbonon, and there could be another issue about adding mitzvahs leis aseh d'rabbonon. Correct? That's fair. Okay. However, it's very clear in the Rambam and also in the Ramban that the issue about Erev and Netilas Yadayim is talking about a mitzvah saseh, a new mitzvah saseh. Okay? And you'll see it more so as we finish reading this part of the Ramban. Okay? But it's not an issue about lavin. And that's why the whole discussion over here is finished before he picks up shniyas. Okay? Is that fair? Okay. The problem is, okay, so it's important to set up this whole frame of reference, because reading the Ramban at the beginning, now going back to it, it becomes a lot more interesting reading it in retrospect than reading in prospect. Because one of the approach to the Ramban about Eruvin, and he says the lav. Okay? So if, and he says the lav from Lo Yisasa Melacha. Okay? So if he's prepared to say it's a lav, loisase melacha, the whole discussion about shechita and isur yaseh is a priori incoherent. He should have had his whole discussion just said that the Rambam missed the boat when he called Erev and Aseh. It's really a loisaseh, and the discussion should be together with Arayis. Okay? Instead of being together with shechita. And he introduces shechita in order to wedge us and explain to us why you can argue with the Rambam, correct? But the way he's presented the Bahag, it really has nothing to do with shechita, because shechita is an Issa Aseh, and he's presenting the Bahag, he's presenting Erev as a lav, and he quotes it. He's not just Stam saying lav, he quotes Lo Issa Melacha. So, in retrospect, this, you know, that I got too involved in shechita, okay, I think will be to our advantage, because we'll see the problems over here in Ramban. Whether we'll have an answer or not, we'll see. But at least now, we have a greater perspective of what's going on. Because normally, if you would have done it the other way, you might not have, you know, have kept this in mind. And I want you to clearly have it in mind, okay? So that, I think, you know, it's an apology, but I think it's a very, it's good that it happened. Okay? Okay, I'm ready to start.
We're talking about Erev as an Isra Aseh, when he's comparing it to Shechita.
L'chera, that's what you would have said.
Can you explain it to me?
It means there's an Issa to take out from your chotzer, from your house, to the chotzer she'enim revis without an Erev. And the Erev is matter that Issa.
But I understand Issa Rasei is saying, by definition, the formulation is, do this, miklal this, you know.
No! That's not. You see, what I'm trying, you see, if you recall, when I was talking about the Rambam, okay, I thought that he interpreted a lava bo mechlal asay as that you should do this, and mechlal, and that's why he might be able to talk about Amon al Kohen Gadol and quote it as lava bo mechlal asay and get to the asay that a Kohen should marry Akim B'Sulam Av Yikachisha, okay? And he says that it's an Issa not to marry a Psula.
But there's a Kiyah.
But he seems to learn from that. But the Ramban does not learn like that. And the Ramban learns Lav Abo Mechal Esei is only that. And you know something? That is exactly what I want to do now and show you that it's very clear as you read the Ramban over here and continue reading it before you get to Shneis. Just the point over here, you see it's clearly that's the opinion, even though there's one word you might have interpreted differently, but I think you shouldn't interpret it, okay? And even if you want to be in action and say, oh yeah, but in church, in the sixth church, it's very clear that that's not the approach. So that compounds the problem. The kitzur is the Ramban is going to come now and say that your approach is wrong. Okay? Even though it might be right in the number. Okay? So that doesn't leave us much. Correct? Okay, now, so let's do it. Thank you. That's the, now yes. The Elu, now continue reading on Bound we left off, okay? The Elu, and then we'll go back to Elu, okay? The Elu, who creates the Bohen, Lav abo mechlal aseh. You have it? The elu kietz ben lav abo mechlal aseh. The ikron hu alav. This is where I want you. See, you could have jumped off and said, the ikron hu alav. And whenever there's an ikka, there's a tofel. And maybe there's some element of a, of something which is not a lav, which is not a lav of Baal Mechal Asay, but a real Asay, with a real Kiyum and a real Kumbasay. But it's not Ikron. Okay? You got it? Okay? And you could have made that diuk, and it sounds like a nice diuk, correct? The Ikron hu halav. Shenem Abohen, ki inyan called Sipo Tehele Techelu. Okay? So then the kilu kol tzipa tehera techelu, you'll end up that it really is an isa, but there's some kilu which is going to get you, according to Ramban, in very hot water, probably scalding water. Okay? And sure, shlishishi, it's very clear that Michlal Lav, Michlal Heina, the Shemei Lav, that there's no Tofel, and there's no Kiyum Bechlal, there's no Kumbaseh. And that's good for the reason, and we'll see over here also, that's good for the reason what Aloch HaGadolis do not quote Lav Abo Bechlal Aseh in Minyan Mitzvahs, because it's only a Lav Abo Bechlal Aseh. It's only an Issa. There's no Kumbaseh, there's no Kiyum. We'll see about that. See, if you talk about Ikron and not Ikron, it becomes a little fuzzy, okay? And not only that, right over here, in the continuation of the Lashon Ramban, the Heich Yakpid, as referring to the Ramban, the Heich Yakpid, Al Baal HaLochis, how could the Rambam be makbar al Baal HaLochis, Shiyim ne mitzvah gezu, mi dibre seifrim, Erev. This Erev is like this, and it feels the dime is like this, Vuhu, and the Bahag himself, Ein o moida ki eitzah b'min ha-tera, ki ein eitzah Baal HaLochis, bo b'minyin mitzvah say, elem mitzvah shein kum ma-say. And this isn't. And then he's going to continue and say that's why Shechita is not Minyan Mitzvah according to Halachas Gedolos, as we'll talk about also. Okay? This is the point. Okay? It means it's only a Lav Habo Michlal Aseh. It's only an Issa. And therefore it's not in Minyan Mitzvahs. So if you have an Issa Aseh under Rabbanon, it's certainly not going to be in Minyan HaMitzvahs, because it lacks the basic definition of what an Aseh is in Minyan HaMitzvahs to talk about. Okay?
And that's, I can't count as a lot.
He's not counting. We'll see about that. He talks about what it's with a lot, but he's counting it Mitzvahs Aseh. Okay? I think so. Because the only way that he could have had it is to count the mitzvah say, and he denies that, okay? We'll see later, the steam is a good on what you said, the Ramban is ready to count Lava Bo Bechal say Mira Mitzvah, and he counts it in Bechal the Aseis. He disagrees with Aloch HaGadolis. Okay, you see the many Aseh Shocharav, and just to give you just a broader framework before we go, but I just wanted to, you see, I think it's important to finish this and get the full picture, because you understand that it's Mamash Apella, the same Ramban, the same all this, is ready to defend Aloch HaGadolis and call Eruv and Olav, which is amazing. Okay? Now, what I want to do is, you know, it's clear enough what we have over here now. But I want to, you know, sometimes you bang something, you really bang it, it becomes a lot clearer, okay? But if you look in the beginning, okay, of Shoreh Shishi in Ramban, and also towards the end, it becomes even clearer. Okay. So he says towards the beginning of Shereshishi, Rambam, Sheish Oid Lav V'Yasei V'Dove Echot Ela She'ein Shneim Mitzvah Ki Inyin B'Behemo B'Behemois B'Dogim U'V'Oifis Hamutorim V'Yasuim Oma Kosev in Behemot Tehera Behemot Tmeya U'Oifis and Dogim Tmeya and Tehera V'Yas Oma Kosev B'Hem Asay Zeis. It is an Asay, okay. Zeis a behemah shet teichelu. This is the behemah you should eat, the tehera. V'dor shu boy shu mitzvaseh. So what does that mean? The Ramban is going to ask a question. Mean there's a mitzvaseh to eat a behemah tehera when someone sits down and has a steak. He's Mekayim Mitzvaseh. Is that what you should include from this? That's what he's asking, okay? Say that. V'chein, kol tzipa tehera teichu, also oisem mitzvaseh. It means when you have your chicken, whatever, okay? Or you have your turkey, whatever, okay? Mitzvaseh. V'chein ezeh teichu mikol asher b'moyim. If you have your fish dinner. Vadovi Dua Sheena Kavona Loimo Sheva Ochla Behemo Hadag Baalea Simone Matehelu, that is Simone, the prophet Simone, Naase Mitzvah. Okay? And then he says an amazing thing. And there's such a mitzvah that there's no mitzvah, okay? Then he says, Vim Nitzedom, Voloina Voisom Nabo Leho. Okay? So this is an amazing thing, okay? Now, if I ask you, you know, for example, talk about matzah, talk about a bit of lasse, okay? Okay, I don't know, novel there. So I would have said he's mabata lasse. Novel there, it's a very interesting novel there. But it means the novel there is only when it's at your disposal, okay? So you don't have to run out, it's not like matzah, you have to run around and try to get the matzah, okay? What the Rambam has, we remember in Perek Yud Aleph about Lildef Achreim, Perek Yud Hilchos Brachos, the mitzvah Shechayim Lildef Achreim. But he says that, you know, if it's at your disposal, after you have it, you know, you gotta take advantage of it. Okay, you don't say such a thing. Avla Kavona Shoma Kosov, Eile Tirklu V'lo HaTmeyu. V'hu lav abo mechlau asei b'tmeyu. Kidei shiehei o'ichol ha'tmeyu o'ive b'lav gomu. There's a lav gomu. And there's another type of lav which is called a lav abo mechlau asei. Shuhu asei l'fi kabbal aseinu. It's an asei l'fi kabbal aseinu. Okay? So, okay. V'elu u'kyeitze behen monon harav, that's the Rambam, b'chlal ramach mitzis asei, omo livdek b'simone behem. He doesn't learn the fact that Rambam says the lush and the kumba asei really means anything, but he learns that he's asei. I'm not getting involved in that, okay? He says, even though Rambam says that, it means that, okay? That's what he does. Shenema zitim ema she teichu livdoik b'simonim ha'oiv livdoik b'simonim ha'gavim livdoik b'simonim ha'dagim u'ba'alokas lo'imonon mipnei she'ein bohen kul vase. Okay? So you got it again. Correct? So there's nothing. Ein bohen kul vase means it's devoid. Okay? Not that the ik and the tafel. It's devoid of any kum vase. She ain't bohen, l'chari, that's what I would say. Mipnei lemor v'nei she'ein bohem kumasei.
That's quite the Bahag.
I understand that. So it's Toch. Bahag quotes the Ramban, counts them, we'll see, because he's ready to say, and he says is also in the minion, okay? But the Bahag who says that you need, so he says, it's not Toch Ikon. It means that that's what it is. Okay? Correct? Just want to make that clear, because you can deny that. I'm not. There's nothing to talk about here. So it's only a kumbasei in minyan mitzvahs, not nisasei. And this is mefurish in halachas gedolos at the beginning, where when he's setting up the category of mitzvasei, he defines that category as the elu mitzvahs kumbasei. It's very, very clear. That's what it is. It is what it is. It's called Asay. So in East Asay, just there's no place for it. Okay? Now, just to finalize this, okay, you look now at the end of Sherish Bob. Umipinei. Sho'inyin came towards the end of Sherish Bov. Bnei Sho'inyin came Loimonon Ba'alochis G'der Sh'loimonon Elu She'ein B'kiyum Mitzvah Kasher Kosafti. If there's no positive act in doing it, you don't count it in the mitzvah. Umamorom Gam came Shehiski Hogav, okay. This is Tanchuma. She called Eva, and the Ram quotes this, okay, in the Hagdomo to the Shoshim. She called Eva the Eva. Shehu Bodum. Ki v'oime, it is if he says, Asei bi mitzvah.
Kumasa.
Okay. Vuhu Mejish Tanchuma Bepashki Seitzer. The Ramban says the Mejish Tanchuma Bepashki Seitzer. Gam hu raya alayos mispolom b'mitzvois shasiyosan chayva levi'esan shushay v'altase. So you don't count mitzvahs that are based that are shay v'altase. Ki belavim yimdu b'mitzvah ko yoyim v'yoyim. She'im al tassel bi aveira. Okay. So the al tassel bi aveira is a lav only, and what's in the assay is assay bi mitzvah kumbasei. So the chayil in this medrash is not stam and asmachta. This medrash is one of defining property. It defines the same way Simloi defines Tayag Mitzvahs, Ramach and Shasam. It defines basically what a mitzvah say is a say be mitzvah. It means mitzvahs in chesed. Mitzvah say akumba say.
According to Ramban Bahad, not the Ramban.
I didn't say according. That's what he's doing. He's coming to defend the Bahad. But I'm only interested in that because that's the important thing. We'll come back and see. I'll show you another part of the Ramban where he shows us what is different to the Bahad. But this is very clear to the Bahad. So the Ikun over here means that's what it is. That's all it is. And there's no Kiyum at all. Then he, but however.
But because the Lashon is not a lav, it can't be counted as a lav.
I say B.
No, the word mitzvah. Mitzvah, in other words, this medrash is not stam a moshel, not time an asmachta, it's not a drush, it's a kabbalah, I assume, telling us what mitzvah is all about, what the minyan, a further interpretation, it's somehow a pirush of Simloi.
But because the lashon of the Torah is not a lashon of lav, it can't count in an isra say, but Torah is lav.
Yeah, lav ma'isum. La'isurim are only lav loisas loy, and that the Ram also is of that opinion, correct? And even that's why I have lav sheba klolos. If you have one low and many things underneath, you only count it. You can only count it once because you can't. You can only count even though many isurim, but you can only count it according to the times you have the word low in the Torah. She could disagree with it, but it's taking things really to a very far extreme. Okay, the same. However, the Rambam, when he quotes this Medrash, if you look at his Lashon, you'll notice something interesting. The Rambam, in the Hakdama to the Shorashim, I'm not sure exactly what translation you have, but you see what it says there. But what I, in my translation for Korach, I didn't change the Arabic, but I assume that this is okay. The old Omru al derech hadrash. Omru al derech hadrash. Ki hayos mitzvos asei k'minyan ha'ivorim kloimar. She call Ava the Ava Oimeloi Laodav Asebi Mitzah. Or she mitzvahs the Kaminya Meachamo Kloima call Yoim Vyoim Oimeloi Laodav As Altaz Biaveva. So Lachal Derech Adrash is not Mashma Kilu the Kabbalah. What? What do you have?
It's in Derech Adrash.
It's Derech Adrash?
Yeah.
Okay, let's say that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I'm not sure. I just said I had this translation. I didn't use this. I used my the translation I have. Okay, so I assumed it was the same. I assumed it wasn't a difference. I just told you to check it out, but I don't know if it's really relevant to us. This is usually a reasonable translation. Okay? So, you know, the Bahag takes it seriously. That's the Bahag. The Bahag, that's what the Ramban says, the Bahag. And therefore, he doesn't count these, I say. Okay. Now, let's do a little more. Okay? Now, over here in Sher Shal. The Heich Yachbid Aval Halochis Shimne Mitzvah Kizu Midibri Seiflim Vu Eino Moine Keitze Boi Menatera. Now I'm adding a little line, okay? Abo Shehein Boys Mikoya Shade the Altaase the Ain Bishvisoson Mitzvah. So there's a mouthful over here. He says a lot. And Lechere, if he's not trying to say something or make a point here, it's very verbose. Okay? So, I want to suggest that Ramban is very sensitive over here to something. Even though the Bahag used the word kum asay, I think with the Ramban will be the word over there afterwards. I want to suggest you might be able to have a mitzvah say which is not kum asay mamish. Okay? And I'll explain to you what I mean. Because he says, Abu Shehin Boz Mikoyach Shevi Al Taser. Okay, so that if he'd stopped there, then I would have said that, okay? But then he says, be'ein b'shvisosa mitzvah, it means there's no kiyum. If I do a shvisa from something, and that shvisa is a kiyum, even though it be'etzim is a shevi al-taseh, but since it's a kiyum in the shevi al-taseh, it could also be in the minyan.
Like not speaking Lashon Hara, for example.
Or whatever, if there would be an Aseh. When
Well, you have to do it, you know, depending on how you count the mitzvah. I'm not getting involved in that. But okay. Beseder. Or keeping Shabbos. Shvisa on Shabbos. Okay. Keeping Shvis. Shvisa on Shvis. Keeping Yontif. Okay. The Tishbois. Is that a mitzvah said? It basically Sheva Atasa. Could you imagine the Aloch Zedur is counting it? Okay. So I think that's why he adds this line, Ramban. Be'ein b'shviyosan mitzvah b'seisosan enum bo'os lo'i b'cheshvan. Enum bo'os lo'i b'cheshvan. Okay. Now, I would say, because he wants to have that a mitzvah shvisa could be minyan mitzvahs. Okay? And I want to tell you how we know this. Okay? The Rambah, the Halachas Gedolos, in his Hakidoma, the Sefer Halachas Gedolos, before he quotes, he starts the minyan for the mitzvah said, okay, says the following. Dorosh Rav Simloi, nice way, Dorosh Rav Simloi, Sheish Me'ois V'Sholosh Esrei Mitzvahs Nitzav Yisrael, Om Rav Menuno, Maikro, Tere Tzivulon Moshe, V'Gemati Rochi Habe, Sheish Me'ois V'Yachas Esrei Habe, Onoich V'Lo Yiyye, L'Cho V'Piyak V'U Shomam, Sholosh Me'ois, ושיש וחמש מצטריס עשה, ומסיים, ויעבו עם שמון ומצטריס עשה. That's fair? Okay. Then he adds something, okay? Because he quotes, which is a very interesting observation, right after Rav Simloi, he quotes this, the minion, there's a minion from Mitzvah Seh, and a minion from Lois Seh, okay? Minion from Lois Seh, and minion from Maseh. And he goes like this. Kol ha-mekaimam zircha le'olam habo v'chol ho'ive aleihen nidoin b'shisha oinshin skila sreifa hereg v'chenek misa v'kores umalk. What he has done, really, is set up the framework for his Sefer Mitzvahs. Because he starts and explains the Lois HaSeh, he has the Chiyuv Eskila. And he goes through the Chiyuv of each of the Abba Mitzvahs Bezim. Then he goes through the Chayve, he goes through the Chayve Kolis. And the Elohim B'Malkus, correct? So basically, lavim are aveiros with einshin. That's what a lav is. Okay. What is a mitzvah say? A mitzvah say is kol hamekaimom. What does it mean kol hamekaimom? So kol hamekaimom. It means there's a kiyum. Okay. And it means through that kiyum, I'm zeicher Elohim Habo. Okay? So, agav, I don't want to get involved. It's a priori sounds like a philosophical discussion, okay? Somebody is in front in a restaurant with a lot of friends and this non kosher dinner which has been placed in front of them, okay? It's a social gathering. And he has miskaber. The Yetzer Hara is killing him. And he's miskaber. Okay? Is he zecha? He gets schar in Olam Haba for this?
Or just to bite the marks.
Okay. So, the truth is, I did see someplace, I don't recall, I tried to find it again, but I decided myself, you know, I'll find it. The Chazanish seems to say that he does. Okay? I think this is goof what Alok Gabil is trying to say. That's not the case. mitzvot aseh are key to olam haba, for schar, with kiyum, and that's why mitzvot aseh by definition are kiyum, aseh be mitzvah, and that's the way, that's my key to olam haba, and my key to other areas in Ta'inshin is through lois aseh. And this b'halachim berlis. And then, that's why it's eru kumbaseh, as an extension, this is afterwards, it all goes together. Okay? I think it's a very important observation, and I think it gives the thing a lot more body. Okay? Okay? So the aseh be, really, it doesn't necessarily, so that's why I would tell you, according to halachim berlis, it's not the kumbaseh. The kiyum. So therefore the Ramban is ready to say that in Shvisa you should have the same thing. Because if the mitzvah is Shvisa, then the abstaining is a kiyum. But if it's just Leisasa Melacha, the abstaining is nothing. Okay? Okay, I'm not getting involved in the Rashi Sanhedrin. The tzitzitza, so, you know, ma'ukva, and the Sefer Godel, they quote things in Lamed Aleph, that there was this Isha that he wanted to, that, you know, there was an Ish, and he became sick from it, whatever it is, he was controlling himself, whatever it is, and then she had to come for loan, and Ki'ilu, and she had the B'shaz Derechek, and he was. And Kiilu, he was Teveyah, and he was this, and she was this Ratzis, and he held himself back. Okay. And he was Kavish as Yetzer. Okay. So it says from that, the Chili went away. The Chili was only the struggle with the Yetzer Chava, not the Etzim need for the Aveira. Okay. And it said after that there was always a nail from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He walked around with this light of Haroas Pon of Ziva Shechina around him. And that's what he's called Tzitzit. Okay? That's a bit, you know, I'm not getting involved in the thing, but you know, that you get the impression that there's some positive thing for not doing an Aveira. Okay? I'm not getting involved in that. But I'm just saying, looking at this halachas gedolos, I would have said that hamakayma. Okay.
So I mean, the goyim can't have olam haba.
What?
I mean, seven sign mitzvahs is no aseh, so they don't have olam haba.
I don't know. I don't know what the olam haba. I can't talk about. You know, these Rambams. And I'm not trying to. I don't know what the Baha'i's opinion about all this. I can't get. I know the Rambams, and I know the Rambams in Yisui B and whatever. I know them, okay. But I'm just trying to tell you is this a priori is what the Lashon is talking about, okay? I'm not 100% sure that it's really true. That there's no assay in. Because there is dinim, and you're supposed to be Moshe. I'm not sure that I would, you know, take the party line, as you say it, but I'm just trying to tell you that this is what the Lashon points to. But the truth is, for my purposes, it's irrelevant, okay? What I'm really interested in, that he stresses, when he talks about this, I say he talks about Mekayimon. So once you're ready to accept that, then the kumbaseh is not really kumbaseh, it means a kium, and that's the Lashon Ramban Shvisa. Okay? That I think is fair, okay? Maybe you'll tell me I went too far with my deal, you know, it doesn't bother me. Because it's not necessary for me. But I just want to open up your eyes to possible, that possible reading, because I think if I didn't, you know, and I had the text in front of me, I wasn't being fair to you. Okay? I think it's an interesting reading. And the words seem to support it. Okay? It's just you might have philosophical problems with it, so okay. So maybe you should read it differently, maybe not. I'm not getting involved in that. Okay? Next. Now, so it means again, this as the halachas gedilus learned from this asebi, this tanchuma, that it's not a drasha ba'alma. But that's what mitzvahs say all about. And it really probably telling you that this is the way you, through your evolim, I say B, is zeche. Is zeche in the Lulach.
But
say that.
But I say B is not Zafka, it's a key, you say.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. That's say it's a key. It could be that I can imagine that Tishbois, the I say B, by restraining yourself and not doing the melacha, you can imagine when you I can imagine that. You know, it's my evolim, okay? But I'm restrained, there's a kium and I'm restrained. Okay, but say it whichever way you like it, okay? Now, so that's just the vault. The vault is a mitzvah say there's a kium in schar, yizrich lalom habo, and the loisah say is oinshin. And that's why he stresses again and again, oinshin goes, oinshin this, oinshin that. So that's exactly the way he does it. Then, now let's continue. Okay. El inemu b'lav halav shebohen yimne b'lavim. Okay. Wuhu im nemu b'lav. Okay. If they would nema with instead of an Isa say, this was said as a low. There was also besides that, if they were also said with a lav, then halav shebehen nimne b'lavim. Okay. But yasei, which is only an Isa say, doesn't make it. Because I say, by definition, is a kiyum. It's your ticket to Ulu Habu. Okay? You're going to have to, and I don't also get involved, I don't want you to ask me, because I'm not going to answer. What's going on in the Gemara in Menachos about tzitzis, bein ritzcha, whatever it is, you know, mitzvahs really are not for inshim, it's only for your ticket to Luhab. I can ask questions also, okay? I'm just telling you that's what he seems to say. Okay? Now, he adds another few words. For who loimona hashchita? Because shchita is only an isaseh. There's no kium in it. You make the bracha. That's what he was talking about. That was the proof. It's only an isaseh. That's what he says in Halach Zadilis, correct? Shchita is not in minyan mitzvahs of the Halach Zadilis. So, in other words, if you have a lav and an asay, you're only moin the lav, not the asay. Okay. And this he says again at the end of Shoreh Hashishi, Ukfar or Ticha, it probably is Mem on the Bay, something, I don't know what that is, maybe it's the old fuss. Al alavim, haboyim, michlal asay. She ain't ba'alochas moino ison. Klau means under any circumstance, and it doesn't, there's nothing to talk about. V'chein yun advon, ki lo menimna menia, sheish bolav mefuish, bolav abo mechlal asei, b'shtayim. V'nachshev, zu hatzavo mechlal alavim, v'zu b'chlal asei. So he's ready to say the Ramban, that even if you accept the Yemoina Lava Bomachaseh, but if you have a Lava Bomachaseh and a Lav, you only Moina Lav, not the Yaseh. Therefore, the Ramban himself can have a Minyan HaMitzvahs, many Lava Bomachaseh, which you look at the Mish Shochagah, which I can give you a long discussion. If you want, I can say, you know, 10, 15 minutes about it next week. You'll let me know. But I can give you a list. But he does not mention. He has the love of Tmeya by Dam, by Behema, and by Oifes, but he doesn't count the Isase there. Because when does the Isase together with the love, what happens is it's equivalent to Kefla Lav. In the same way, with what the Ramban is ready to say, the fact that it's a mitzaseh doesn't, mitzaseh is not a new category. Kiyu, this is Kiyumim, and this is ancient. But if it's formulated as an aseh, you can have Yisumim also. But if it's one inyan atera, the Isa of the aseh and the lav, the aseh doesn't go into minyan mitzvahs. It's not worse than kefal alav. So the Ramban basically also has, even though we don't know which mitzvahs were inside, there was no Kabbalah about them, okay? He's ready to say there was a Kabbalah about mitzvah mitzvahs in the beginning, like Doma to Chumash, okay? Ramban. And also, he's ready to say because of the amount you see, the prevalence of the discussion of Tayyag mitzvahs, and there seems to be a Mesirah or Chumshasina, maybe something like that, okay? You can talk about, you know, maybe a minyan of mitzvah and maybe a loisaseh, okay? But which mitzvahs inside, then we have no clue. But he's ready to accept the same way that the Ram has clothed on what you define a mitzvah, the Ramban is ready to accept that there are klolim. And one of the klolim is that you don't count kefal alavim, and now you don't count kefal alavim, even though you can imagine counting isu yaseh, but if there's an isu yaseh together with a lav, it's not counted. Therefore, all the yaseh, which the Rambam counts, from Tmeya, Behemoth Tmeya, Oif, and Dag, okay, he is Mesalagi from the Minyan, okay? I'm not getting involved whether the Gama learns the Isaseh or not, or with the Kima, so that's not really our Inyan, okay? But this really gives you a discussion. But it's very, very clear over here. And that's why it's Klau, because in no circumstances, it's a Minyan Mitzvah. Even if you deny the Halachas Gedolos in general, but this situation, everyone would agree, and there's no way that you can count such a thing. And that's where he adds in the end of Shere Shishi, he says v'chein nirin hadvorim. Because the Ramban is ready to accept that. He accepts it in half. He accepts that the lav and the aseh are not counted as two, but the aseh might be counted on its own. Okay?
So Nir means to himself.
What?
Nir means to me, to myself.
Yeah, that's what I would assume. Okay? So that's a very important point. Okay? Now I think we have a clear picture. If you want, I have a discussion prepared, but I'm going to skip it, because I think it probably is out of the period we're talking about, in terms of what's Negeya to this thing. You can talk about the Ramban's opinion about the Lav and the Aseh, how it plays itself out. Okay? But say, you let me know if you're interested. But what the important thing is, that the Baal Halachos Gedolos in Minyan HaMitzvahs does not count Shechita. Even though there is a mitzvah called Shechitos in the Mitzvah Seh. of Taloch Sibiris. And it's not Kash at all. And Ramban, you know, you see from where he quotes it and what he groups it with, you can see very clearly what Shkitas are. At the end of the Mitzvahs Asay, in Aloch Sibiris, Kuf Pei Gimel, Mitzvahs Kohanim, Lumoi Lasos Yitzikos. Kuf Pei Dalu, Ublilos. Kuf Pei He, Upesisos. Okay. Kuf Pei Vov. Mlichos. Kuf Pei Zayin, Tnufos. Kuf Pei Ches, Hagoshos. Kuf Pei Tes, Kmitzos. Kuf Tzadi, Haktolos. Kuf Tzadi Aleph. Shchitos. Kuf Tzadi Beis, Mulikos. Kuf Tzadi Gimel, Kabolos. Kuf Tzadi Dalet, Hazvahazolos. Okay? So, and then you have Shkar Seita, whatever, Ravifas Egla, Tayus Nitzayel. So, it's very clear to me, and this is Kapayim yet, okay, I'm saying it. So it's very clear to me that the way the Halachas Gedolos is quoting this, this we're talking about the Shechitas Kodashim. Okay. And the truth is, Derech Agav, the Halachas Gedolos at the end of the Mitzvah Say, he starts off at the beginning, Eilu Mitzvah Kumvaseh, and he ends off, Hare Eilu Mosayim, or Mosayim Vaboyim Mishmone, Mitzvahs, Al kol achas the achas kumase. Okay?
Kumase.
Okay. So then, even before we get started, we have to understand, you know, why he counts the Shechitas Kosher Gedalim, you know, what does it all mean? Why is it so? What is it so? Okay? The most interesting thing then is that Shechitas Kodshim and Shechitas Chulim are Chalukim Be'etzev Yisrael Dinos. Dahinu, the Shechitas Chulim is an Issa Aseh, and Shechitas Kodshim is a Kumva Aseh in a Kiyu, or at least a Kiyu, because the Chepamin Yeramitzis. Which is an amazing thing. Okay? Correct? Is there another one thing? I just had two conclusions, okay? First of all, I pointed out to you, Shechitas Kosher B'Zalim, and still it's a mean and a mitzvah, you have to understand what that means, okay? The Chur is not the Kohen, it's a Kosher B'Zalim, okay? But whatever you're going to say about that, then we'll see about that, okay? We never. The most amazing thing is that Shechitas Chodshim and Shechitas Chulim is Chalukim B'Yetzvi Seidim. Shechitas Chulim, according to Halacha Gedolos, is an Issa Aseh. Shechitas Chodshim is a Kiyumas.
Why is it so amazing?
It's Pashut.
Okay, whatever you want, but that's what you have to. I'm not trying to say that's what has to happen. That's what has to happen. Okay? Okay. You know, when you start learning the sugis that shechita lav avoide, and that really shechita kosher shechita chum is the same shechita, you know, the question maybe technically or the mitzvah, you know, okay, I'm not getting involved, but that's what happens, okay? Because if you don't do that, you haven't done your homework, okay? So if some learn the Rosh Tribesh, the tribe that did one of the Achrenim on the Lach HaDolis, learning the issue is that Shechitas really means Shechitas Poloi and Polo. It's not referring to the general Shechitas, which is not kosher b'zal. Okay? I wouldn't subscribe to that. Then he says, maybe the Chatchilo.
I'm not sensitive to the problem with the Sora. I'm not trying to subscribe.
Because the Halach Gedolos puts it together with all the mitzvahs Kohan. And it's not in the Tesvav Avoidis that Kohanim, when the Gemara talks about Tesvav Avoidis in Menachis, on Yud Ches, doesn't quote Shechitas. Okay? Say that. Doesn't bother me. I would tell you, it's just the opposite. For example, first of all, there's a chiyuv to do it, okay, as opposed, because the whole sugya of shlichus and shechitas kochim is in we learn out shlichus in general for shechitas kochim. And the Ramban discusses that's the whole sugya nishma makadish. And then you have the Ramban talking about also shlichus in psachim dav zayin. So it means that there's a chiyuv shechita, okay, as opposed to just that, and that's really where everything starts. And then that's the Gemara of Kedushin. Memal from the base. Nafkalim Rav Yeshua ben Bar Kocha. The Yom of Yeshua ben Kocha. Minai Shul Shalom Kamoise. Shnei B'shoch Toise Kol Kal Yisrael. Ben Arboim. V'chi Kol Kahal Kulin Sheikhtin. V'alei Sheikhtin. And just Man Shul Shalom Kamoise. But the final answer is, the Ramban Chulam Dav Gimel says, L'chakhila, the mitzvah Shechitas Kodshim is with a klisha is. So it's not the push. You can't imagine dinim lechatchila if it's not be'etzim ha-mitzvah. And it's not, and you can't imagine a lechatchila klisholis if it's not be'etzim and avoda also. Okay? The klisholis.
So the bizarre question about why it doesn't help you?
It doesn't bother me. Part of that was a kolven, and that the chatchil, that's the Ramban Dav Gimel. I don't want to go over time. You know, we can go over any of this next time, but that's the story. Okay.